November 18. For the love of money is the root of all evil, 1 Timothy 6:10. Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, began his reign well in the fear of God. He was a good king who sought to walk in the paths of righteousness like his father David. Not satisfied with such personal devotion alone, early in his reign, he sent out his princes along with the Levites, into all the cities of Judah, to teach the people the statutes and commandments of the Lord. Because of this zeal to honor the Lord blessed him abundantly. But slowly, Jehoshaphat began to turn his eyes from the giver to the gift itself. Slowly, love for these same material things began to gain ground in his life. This is a snare about which we too have to be very careful. Love for worldly possessions will creep into our lives so subtly that we will hardly be aware of it. There is a fort near Bellary designed and constructed many years ago by a French engineer for Tipu Sultan. When this fort was completed, the engineer took Tipu Sultan proudly around it. They came to a part of the fort from where Tipu Sultan noticed a hill just outside the fort. He rebuked the engineer and said, "You foolish engineer, why did you leave that hill outside the fort? You should have included it within the walls. Now the enemy can mount that hill and from there attack the fort and easily capture it." Much labor and money had been spent to build the fort, but because of one fundamental mistake, it was made practically useless. The engineer was so heartbroken at his lack of foresight that he committed suicide. A few years later, from that very hill, the British forces captured the fort. The enemy of our souls also is watching to find the weak parts in our lives, from where he can gain entrance into us and destroy us. Jehoshaphat was tempted to do more business to increase his wealth. Evidently, love of money was his weak point, and through it the enemy gained entrance into his life. We see the same weakness, love for money, in many believers and some preachers also these days. They are not satisfied with what the Lord gives them, but wish to increase their income by doing some side business. They are very busy during the months of November and December selling calendars, for the discount they will receive from such sales. They profess to do it all as unto the Lord, but in their hearts they know that it is the money they are after. Love of the money is the cause for the downfall of many.